Why did I share this story with you? First, because I want you to start being curious about your specific gifts and especially change your perspective on maybe what you are very much hiding, keeping private, or sharing with only very safe people to you, and how that might be exactly what could expand and impact more people, make you special and also magnetic, and bring you towards what you desire.
Welcome to the inner space. This is for you if you need encouragement to be more yourself and explore your own path. Maybe because you feel different, too sensitive, or just not able to do things as everyone else seems to. There is a way, and it's your unique way. I'm Gloria Jensen. I am a coach, a healing artist, and a surfer. I am here to help you ride the waves of life, work and business to find that deeper alignment with your creative and sensitive soul. If this feels like you, I invite you to know yourself better, feel all the emotions, and trust yourself so you experience the freedom and fulfillment of being and doing you. Subscribe now to catch the next wave to the inner space, where authenticity sets you free.
What are you doing that might be very special to you? So now you saw it. What I am wearing is a shirt that was made for me based on one of my healing artworks. And as you've seen on the shirt, the inner space, because it's a drawing I've made for the Inner Space podcast that you are listening to as you listen to me, to create that space for sensitive, intense minds, creative souls who really want to express themselves fully from their essence, from their unique gifts, and of course, impact others. So, welcome in this new episode where I'm going to talk about healing art and how it emerged in my life, how I understood what I was doing with my art, and I had no idea, and how it is now impacting people. You know, I wore this t-shirt so you could see it, but actually, it is a bit too hot for the Italian summer. So here I am getting a bit undressed so that I can experience this episode with freshness. And you with me too. You might hear some of the noises of the street because just behind I have the windows open in the middle center of Italy with people shouting, laughing, as you might have experienced it if you ever went to Italy. But I wanted to have that energy also supporting me, the sun coming in and the air. So, what are we going to talk about today? This is an episode that is for you if you feel, sense that you have certain gifts, a certain way of doing things that you haven't seen anywhere else. So as you do it, you feel there is something special being expressed. You enjoy doing it. Of course, that's a main point always when I invite you to lean into something that is you, that is alive and fun for you to do. And, you know, for some of you, as you will listen to the episode, maybe there is not something specific coming up. And I know people, when they work with me, discover parts of themselves. And this is for you to know a gift that I didn't know I had, and I needed a mirror to understand I have it. In the intro of the Inner Space podcast, I say I am a healing artist, but I realized I almost do not talk about healing art in my podcast. And this is episode 31. I need to do something. You need to know about it. And it also is exactly the right moment, as in a few days, as I record this episode, I am starting a program which is called Alive Creator, where healing art is a big part of the transformation. And I've run an experience which is called She Comes Alive that you can also join. Check the notes in the podcast episode and you will see how I work with healing art. As I do this episode, my website is not up to date with this entire part. This is also one of my summer goals to really implement that It's truly part of the transformation I provide for people. So, healing art. I need to bring you the story of how it came into my life so that it inspires you to make more space for maybe some weird part of yourself, so parts you want to hide. And maybe these parts can actually help other people. So, I bring you back into my life many years ago before I even started this business you are listening to. To give you some context, my mom is an artist and she always told me we're all creative and always nurturing our creative part with my brother. And we were used to having the ability, the possibility to draw, to work with clay when we were little. And this is something I did a bit more when I was a child. And then becoming a teenager, I did less. And then young adult, you know, studying. I didn't study to become an artist. And I didn't make that much space for my creative part because at that time I didn't have this awareness of this gift I had. And, you know, typically going onto the path of, okay, make money in another way and do a more serious job that you might have heard also in episode 29, where I coach Antoinette and she has experienced that herself. So here I am, young adult, finished my study. My first job is in a contemporary art museum, but as a fundraiser. I'm not working there as an artist. And that's something interesting. I believe many people who work with for artists might be artists themselves, but do not lean or accept that part of themselves and express it. And I did. So this is an invitation also for you if you feel that resonance and you might not be going into that. So here I am working for 4 years in the contemporary art space. And if you know a bit of my story, I ended that employed job after having a toxic work relationship, a burnout. And I felt also the work I was doing was not completely me. And there must have been something that reflected more who I am. And that's how I decided to take a break. And also, I needed to take a break because when you do a burnout, you don't have energy anymore. Part of yourself feels lost. That's how it felt. It is not lost. And the only thing I was able to do is drawing, at least daily. That was my own commitment. I decided, okay, from now on, I'm going to do one drawing per day. Maybe it's a, you know, a small piece, maybe it's a bigger piece. Just I will draw every day. The funny thing is that at some point I was living with other people and every night we would have a chat and then people were sitting with me and they were also creative people. So everyone would take then a paper and draw with the pastels I had because they were like, oh, it felt like they wanted to do it too. We were actually living on a campus where it was a lot about being creative. Like there were trainings, education for painters, storytellers. So different activities. So that's why also it matched a lot who I was becoming and who I was meeting at that time. So that's how it started. I was trying to recover my energy, finding out what I'm going to do with my life, with having a bit of no man's land in my life. Everything had fallen apart and I decided to draw every day. And the funny thing is it's years later, really many years later, that someone helped me understand what I was doing, and that at that time I healed myself through my art. When I heard that, I was like, yes, of course. It makes so much sense. And I will tell you more about what I uncovered. But why do I tell you this story? Is what are you doing almost unconsciously? Intuitively. And when I say unconsciously, it's like not fully aware of what is happening there, but it feels like it's almost moving through you. Like you don't have to think about it. Here, there might be a gift you want to go deeper into. And as I move forward with that person who helped me see what I was doing, it was the first time I received the insight of I'm actually not working only with colors, but with frequency. That every color has a frequency that I immediately recognize. And when I heard that, I was like, yes. And I had to make space and start looking at everything I had created in a different way. Fast forward, I really try to shorten the journey, but maybe if you're interested, I can do more. I can do other episodes if you want to hear more about it. And the person who was supporting me told me, like, now the step would be not only to use it for yourself, as you've been doing for many years. And here I need to add, I was hiding it. Like I didn't want to show it to anyone. It felt very intimate. And now that I share it, I don't even know exactly why, even though after I knew because of some soul contracts on why it was dangerous to almost share what I was doing. But at that time, I didn't show it to anyone. And at some point, after years doing it, I was like, Laura, I want to do something with my art. I didn't know yet about my frequency art and the impact it was having. But I started to show it to just a very limited people. It felt very unsafe and really not easy to do. I actually got one comment that really made me like, woof, I didn't want to share anymore. But other comments that helped me understand more, like for example, the person with whom I had been working before in the contemporary art showed me, oh, it reminds me of Hilma af Klint. I don't know if you know her, highly recommend to see her. She has many big exhibitions. She doesn't live anymore. She's someone who did work that we thought Kandinsky was the first one when she was already doing it as a woman. So a super interesting artist. And she has major exhibition like this summer, if you listen to the episode when it's published in Paris. So as I look into her artwork, it's like, wow, it was such a match. Like it's a very spiritual art. This is also what I do. Look at her art, like the shapes, the colors are super interesting. The entire way she's working with spirit is super interesting. So that was the first time actually someone mirrored back the spiritual aspect of my art. I was aware of it. I was aware of that. I was aware that it was coming from somewhere else. So when I heard about that, just someone seeing that as well, very clear, I was like, wow, that's interesting. And also, when you look at the artist, you're like, wow, this comparison was amazing for me. And I continued on that journey. I met that person who was the first one who really understood and was able to understand and share with me what I was doing, which I today call healing art, but it's not the It's hard to find a word that really describes what I do because healing art is something many people can relate to. So that's why I use it. But I could say also frequency art in the sense of it changes your frequency, your inner state. So as I talked with that person, so that was the parenthesis, she told me now it's the time to also use it to help other people. Because of course, if you have a gift and you use it just for yourself, then, you know, there is something missing because if you have a gift, it's to serve others. At least that's how I see humanity and us as a collective living on the earth. And I was like, okay, but shit, I'm not used to doing it for others. And how do I work with this gift? If I share this, is for you to know it's not because the clarity at the beginning was not there. And still today, things always unfold as I use it. So I want to share this because we have a gift, it's raw, it's there. But as we lean into it, it develops, expands, you understand more and more what you are doing and how you're impacting others. So don't be afraid if you feel you don't get fully what you are doing and what is at stake there. And here I am at the edge of, okay, how do I move with that? And it was a big jump for me first to start talking about it because my business so far had been a lot about coaching, something quite logical, like you could really connect to it. But here I was adding a massive spiritual, energetic aspect that I hadn't talking about, even if with my clients I was already much more in that space. So that was the first big jump for me. And especially explaining what I was doing with my art. If I do it basically, if you just join my world, it's like changing people's frequency through the shapes and colors, symbols I use in my art. So that felt like freaking crazy, you know, to say that. Now I am like, fine. But a few years ago, it felt really like, okay, who do I share this with? Who do I talk about that with? Now, more and more of my clients, I would say. All of them at the moment. I was open to energy work, so it's different than it was at that time. And then the other big jump was to propose this as a service. I started like doing it with a few people for free to just see how they experience it and myself getting more confident in offering it. Very basically, I talked with people about what they would like to change, and I had a person, she wanted to change her relationships, loving relationships. Then I had another person who wanted to gain more confidence. So I started working with my intention and as I was working for myself, for other people. So that was a full discovery also for myself, how to move with it. And that was the first amazing feedback I had. And I want to read it to you so that you get it. That made me think and feel, okay, really, I can't keep that for myself only. So I'm going to grab the testimonial. To give you the details, this person came to me to be able to have a long love relationship that she hadn't had, and she shared with me. I felt both shaken and at peace. Everything was right for me. There was this feeling that I had contacted you to meet a man, but that it was actually really beyond that. A few days after receiving your artwork, I was able to end an 18-year relationship. 18. This unsatisfying relationship made it impossible to meet someone who would truly love me. I had been trying to break up for years, and it happened naturally, quietly, without suffering. It was obvious. There was a profound transformation within me, including this one. I realized I could never give value to someone else if I didn't give value to myself. Not just in a romantic relationship, but in all areas of my life. I will be forever grateful to you for your gift. Imagine that. That was the first or second healing artwork I had done for someone. So that was wow for me to receive. That was huge. It's so interesting how my intuition works because there are things I know, but there are many things I feel them more than I know. And I was working on repetitively on very specific symbols. I remember very well how I was doing it. And there were so many. And then I invited her because depending on, it's very personalized. So sometimes I receive information, sometimes I don't, sometimes I receive protocols. And for that one, because it was about being with a man, I invited her to reflect on her relationship with men generally. And I counted the number of symbols and asked her to feel into specific situations she has experienced since she was born with men. And every symbol I had done was bringing healing. It's so crazy because the first feedback she gave me was like, Gloria, it's so on point. And the first one is about my dad that I actually never met. So, wow, you can imagine all the emotions that came up for me, for her, and the transformation. And that's the result of one healing art I've made for that person. That, of course, encouraged me to do more and then propose it as a service and then propose it for my clients and still. You know, as I'm recording this episode, my website is not live yet with it. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. But then I've started to propose it as I was having conversation with future clients, proposing at least to include one healing artwork. So commission, it means before I ask like if you would want to do it, I ask you questions about what would be the intention for you, what we would like to shift, move, transform, release through this healing artwork. And then I do it for them. And as they receive it and contemplated it, the activation happens. I will give you another example of how it impacted the client years later. The client came to me because she was feeling an emotion that was really, with her and she wanted to release. And it was about, now I found it back, the fear of rejection, being rejected. You might experience that as well. And her feedback was, wow, Gloria, your healing artwork resonates so much. I haven't taken my eyes off it for 45 minutes. The release is there. I have to process this new profound and emotionally charged experience that I am going through. The tears are flowing. I don't have words strong enough to express my gratitude to you, Gloria. A big thank you isn't enough. And she really emphasized how she couldn't express in words what she was living. And you know, it's hard for myself to express what I'm doing with my healing sometimes. So that's why testimonials are always helpful. And it's very kind of her. At the end, she said, like, you were the first key in my journey through your guidance, so through the coaching part. And today you're offering me a second key for emotional, physical healing and liberation. It's marvelous, magical, and I'm deeply grateful to you, to the universe, and to our souls who communicated, because that's exactly what is happening. I intentionally connect to your energy, to your soul, to your field to receive the information, make the shifts. Because every symbol, shape, color I use impacts the different aspect that I needed. It can be on the physical aspect. I have another artwork in mind that I did for a client who felt constant contraction in the upper part of the body. It can be so physical, it can be emotional, like that. This is an example. It can be about specific ways of being. That's the example also of the love relationship I gave before. On the mental level, like the insights that come through it. So it's very broad. There is no limit to how it can impact you. It will work exactly where it needs to work. through energy work, not through what the mind can comprehend. So that's the surprise of this process. If you want to receive one, I will put the link so you can contact me and receive a commission for you. Know also that if you want to have a program of support right now that combines perfectly coaching, human design and gene keys, healing art, energy work, then a life creator, that's the name of my 7 months mastermind that you can join right now. Contact me immediately. It's about to start. Can't recommend enough the transformation that will happen there because I've never offered a program that combines and makes at that level everything I'm doing. So I cannot imagine the depth of the transformation that will happen because already just coaching helps my clients a lot. Then you add human design and gene keys perspective, amazing. Also, neurodivergent understanding on how you operate. Then you add energy work and healing art. Wow, like every level will be covered so that you experience the transformation you need to experience so that you get where you want to get. And a life creator, we hear it in the word alive, it's about aliveness, going into what brings you alive, because that's where you're the most magnetic to your desires. And creator, because we work on your creator capacity to create what you desire in your life. Because we create, on a daily basis, and you want to master that skill. And we work for different labels, like what you've created in the past. How can we release that so that it doesn't question, your future abilities? How can we expand your self-belief in being able to create what you want to create? How can you create from your essence? So what you are really good at, what is specific to you, you might not be fully aware of it. For sure, you will expand awareness around that with working with me in that program. And then creating also peace with everything you've created in the past. Plus having fun with all of that, because we want to have fun as we create and not only be happy when the result is there. So that's the journey. If you want to join, it's the moment. So, why did I share this story with you? First, because I want you to start being curious about your specific gifts and especially change your perspective on maybe what you are very much hiding, keeping private, or sharing with only very safe people to you, and how that might be exactly what could expand and impact more people, make you special. And also make you magnetic and bring you towards what you desire. So that's the, as weird, bizarre as it might be. Because again, imagine how people look at me if I tell them, oh, I create art that changes people's frequency through the shapes I choose, the symbols and the colors. It selects automatically who is in, who is out, which is perfect. That's what we want. But there is a journey to be fully assumed and assertive in that. And it's a journey. Like, there might be moments where I will receive some feedback. I'm like, okay. But this is my invitation for you to make some space for that and see it as a path that you might be looking for. Then the second reason why I wanted to share it is because if you would love to be supported in a very original and impactful, powerful way, then I'm sure you will reach out to me because this is something you don't see everywhere. This is fun. Like in the free experience I had done in April, May, She Comes Alive, I had done a healing art exercise because I also guide people through doing their own artwork. It was so fun for participants. We alchemized deep emotions, pattern through doing an artwork. Like it's not heavy discussions. How fun can it be to do that? Now you have a broad understanding when you hear me saying I am a healing artist. You know how I can support you best with that. And let's embrace our most weird, unique part in ourselves to impact, support other people while enjoying doing it. I'm curious on how this episode landed for you. Can't wait to hear you. If you have a similar story, whether you're still hiding or you have expressed it, I would love to hear it. See you very soon.
Thank you for joining the inner space. Make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, or share it with someone who might need exactly this encouragement. And until next time, keep exploring your inner space, where authenticity sets you free.